rights of disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility, right to transport. Carriers, travel agents, and tour operators shall not refuse to accept a reservation, to issue or otherwise provide a ticket, or to embark person on the grounds of disability or of reduced mobility as such. Reservations and tickets shall be offered to disabled person and person with reduced mobility at no additional cost under the same condition that apply to all other passengers. Exceptions and special conditions. By way of derogation from Article 7, carriers, travel agents, and tour operators may refuse to accept a reservation from to issue or otherwise provide a ticket to or to embark a disabled person or person with reduced mobility. In order to meet applicable safety requirements established by international, union, or national law, or in order to meet safety requirements established by the competent authorities, where the design of the passenger's ship or port infrastructure and equipment, including port terminals, makes it impossible to carry out the embarkation, disembarkation, or carriage of the said person in a safe or operationally feasible manner. In the event of refusal to accept a reservation or to issue or otherwise provide a ticket on the grounds referred to in paragraph 1, carriers, travel agents, and tour operators shall make all reasonable effort to propose to the person concerned an acceptable alternative transport on a passenger service or a cruise operated by the carrier. Where a disabled person or a person with reduced mobility who holds a reservation or has a ticket and has complied with the requirements referred to in Article 11 is nonetheless denied embarkation on the basis of this regulation, that person and any accompanying person referred to in paragraph 4 of this article shall be offered the choice between the right of reimbursement and the rerouting as provided for in Annex 1st. The right to the options of return journey or rerouting shall be conditional upon all safety requirements being met. Where strictly necessary and under the same condition set out in paragraph 1, carriers, travel agents, and tour operators may require that a disabled person or person with reduced mobility be accompanied by another person who is capable of providing the assistance required by the disabled person or person with reduced mobility. As regards passenger services, such as accompanying person shall be carried free of charge. When carriers, travel agents, and tour operators have recourse to paragraph 1 or 4, they shall immediately inform the disabled person or person with reduced mobility of the specific reasons therefore. On request, those reasons shall be notified to the disabled person or person with reduced mobility in writing, no later than 5 working days after the request. In the event of refusal according to paragraph 1, reference shall be made to the applicable safety requirements. Accessibility and information. In cooperation with organizations representative of disabled persons or persons with reduced mobility, carriers and terminal operators shall, where appropriate through their organizations, establish or have in place non-discriminatory access conditions for the transport of disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility and accompanying persons. The access conditions shall, upon request, be communicated to national enforcement bodies. The access condition provided for in paragraph 1 shall be made publicly available by carriers and terminal operator, physically or on the internet, in accessible formats on request and in the same languages as those in which information is generally made available to all passengers. Particular attention shall be paid to the needs of disabled person and person with reduced mobility. Tour operator shall make available the access conditions provided for in paragraph 1, which apply The journey is included in package travel, package holidays, and package tour with their organized sell or offer for sale. Carriers, travel agents, and tour operators shall ensure that all relevant information, including online reservation and information concerning the condition of carriage, journey information and access condition, is available in appropriate and accessible formats for disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility. Persons needing assistance shall receive confirmation of such assistance by any means available, including electronic means or short message service. Right to assistance in ports on onboard ships. Subject to the access conditions provided for in Article 9, carriers and terminal operators shall, within their respective areas of competence, provide assistance free of charge to disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility, as specified in Annex 2 and 3, in ports including embarkation and disembarkation and onboard ships. The assistance shall, if possible, be adapted to the individual needs of the disabled person or person with reduced mobility. Condition under which assistance is provided. Carriers and terminal operator shall, within their respective areas of competence, provide assistance to disabled person, person with reduced mobility, as set out in Article 10, provided that the carrier of the terminal operator is notified by any means available, including electronic means or SMS, of the person's need for such assistance at the latest 48 hours before the assistance is needed, unless a shorter period is agreed between the passenger and the carrier or terminal operator, and the disabled person or person with reduced mobility presents himself at the port or at the designated point as referred to his Article 12. At a time stipulated in writing by the carrier, which shall not be more than 60 minutes before the published embarkation time, or if no embarkation time is stipulated, no later than 60 minutes before the published departure time, unless a shorter period is agreed between the passengers and the carrier or terminal operator. In addition to paragraph 1, disabled persons or persons with reduced mobility shall notify the carrier at the time of reservation or advance purchase of the ticket of their specific needs with regard to accommodation, seating or services required, or their need to bring medical equipment, provided the need is known at that time. Where no notification is made in accordance with paragraph 1 and 2, carriers and terminal operators shall nonetheless make all reasonable efforts to ensure that the assistance is provided in such a way that the disabled person or person with reduced mobility is able to embark, disembark, and travel on the ship. Where a disabled person or person with reduced mobility is accompanied by a recognized assistance dog, that dog shall be accommodated together with that person, provided that the carrier, travel agent, or tour operator is notified in accordance with the applicable national rules on the carriages of recognized assistance dogs on board passenger ships where such rules exist. Reception of notifications and designation of meeting points. Carriers, terminal operators, travel agents, and tour operators shall take all measures necessary for the request for notifications and for the reception of notifications made in accordance with Article 11.1 and 11.2. That obligation shall apply at all their points of sale, including sale by telephone and over the Internet. If travel agents or tour operators receive the notification referred to in paragraph 1, they shall, within their normal office hours, transfer the information to the carrier or terminal operator without delay. Carriers and terminal operators shall designate a point inside or outside port terminals at which disabled persons or persons with reduced mobility can announce their arrival and request assistance. That point shall be clearly signposted and shall offer basic information about the port terminal and assistance provided in accessible formats. Quality standards for assistance. The terminal operators and carriers operating port terminals or passenger services with a total of more than 100 million commercial passengers movements during the previous calendar year shall, within their respective areas of competence, set quality standards for the assistance specified in Annexes 2nd and 3rd and shall, where appropriate, through their organization, determine resource requirements for meeting those standards in cooperation with the organization representative of disabled persons or persons with reduced mobility. In setting quality standards, full account shall be taken of internationally recognized policies and codes of conduct concerning facilitation of the transport of disabled person or person with reduced mobility, notably of IMO's recommendation on the design of operation of passenger ship to respond to elderly and disabled persons' needs. The quality standards provided for in paragraph 1 shall be made publicly available by terminal operators and carriers physically or on the Internet in accessible formats and in the same languages as those in which information is generally made available to all passengers. Training and instructions. Without prejudice to the international conventions and code on standards of training, certification and watchkeeping for seafarers and to the regulations adopted under revised convention for Rhine navigation and the convention regarding the regime of navigation of the Danube, carriers and, where appropriate, terminal operators shall establish disability-related training procedures, including instructions, and ensure that their personal including those employed by any other performing party providing direct assistance to disabled persons and persons with reduced mobility are trained or instructed as described in Annex 4th parts A and B. Their personnel who are otherwise responsible for the reservation and selling of tickets or embarkation and disembarkation, including those employed by any other performing party, are trained or instructed as described in Annex 4th, Part A, and the categories of personnel referred to in points A and B maintain their competence, for example, through instruction or refresh training courses when appropriate. Compensation in respect of mobility equipment or other specific equipment. Carriers and terminal operators shall be liable for loss suffered as a result of the loss of or damage to mobility equipment or other specific equipment used by disabled person or person with reduced mobility, if the incident which caused the loss was due to the fault or neglect of the carrier or the terminal operator. The fault or neglect of the carrier shall be presumed for loss caused by shipping incident. The compensation referred to in paragraph 1 shall correspond to the replacement value of the equipment concerned or, where applicable, to the costs relating to repairs. Paragraphs 1 and 2 shall not apply if Article 4 of Regulation EC number 392/2009 of the European Parliament and of the Council of 23rd April 2009 of the liability of carriers of passengers by sea in the event of accidents applies. Moreover, every effort shall be undertaken to rapidly provide temporary replacement equipment, which is a suitable alternative.